Hello.
Welcome to Sit for a Spell, a podcast where we discuss the lore, the traditions, and modern practices of the occult.
Learn alongside us as we explore the many ways the witches of today observe their craft.
So grab your book of shadows,
light your candles.
It's time to sit for a spell. Hello.
Hi.
We made it.
Aliens.
Yeah. We are recording today. We are having Friendsgiving any minute now.
Yeah.
We're going to make them wait while we do this real quick. Yes.
But episode 5.
We're here.
Sit for a spell. I'm Jess.
I'm James.
Welcome.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. Today, we're going to talk about an adventure we went on.
Just yesterday.
Literally yesterday.
Just yesterday. Fresh in our brains.
We went to the Integratron in Joshua Tree, California. Well, actually, it's at Landers.
Just like 25 miles outside of Joshua Tree, something like that. Yes, so pretty close to Joshua Tree.
Mm-hmm.
We had been to Joshua Tree about a year ago.
Yeah.
And I don't know. You brought up the Integratron.
I think I saw someone do it on like Instagram or something.
Right.
And then seeing how close it was to us, because I mean, it was about a 2-hour drive, but that's pretty close for something like that.
Yeah, that's California.
Yeah.
It takes you an hour to get anywhere. It takes us an hour to get to Disneyland.
Yes.
And that's like 25 miles away.
Yes. But just because we want to have that experience, and sometimes when you want to have experiences like that, you need to travel for them here, especially since California is so long.
Yeah. And it's purposely out in the middle of the desert.
Yes, so it's built there on purpose.
Nobody really lives near it.
No, not really.
Unless you live in Joshua Tree, I guess.
Yeah.
People live in Landers.
They do.
We saw houses.
There is.
Very open.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty.
And it's gorgeous out there.
Yeah.
We had to get our tickets, though, about, I'd say, 2 months ahead of time.
At least.
Yeah, and I know that now they're sold out through the new year.
Mm-hmm.
Because we went late November, right before Thanksgiving. So, yeah.
Yeah, get your tickets really early. Yeah, it's so worth it, you guys.
It's so worth it.
Okay, so first we're going to talk a little bit about what is the Integratron. So I'm just going to read from their Wikipedia page because they say it all.
Just and donate to Wikipedia, $5.
Yeah, just do it. Okay, so the Integratron is in Landers, California. It's a 38-foot tall cupola structure. Cupola?
Sure. It's like a dome.
Yeah, it's a dome structure. And it was designed by ufologist George Van Tassel. So,
love that name.
Yeah, good
Long
name.
Tassel.
George Van Tassel. It sounds like something
fancy.
From like The Sound of Music.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mr. Van Tassel claimed the Integratron was capable of rejuvenation, anti-gravity, and time travel. He built it in Landers, California, using instructions that were provided to him by visitors from the planet Venus.
Let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah, let's stop there.
Let's unwrap that.
Yeah, so George Van Tassel was a aircraft mechanic.
Yes.
He worked with Howard Hughes.
Yes. Best friends, BFFs for life.
BFFs. And he used to go meditate.
Yeah.
Near Landers, there's a giant rock called Giant Rock.
It's like literally the second largest boulder in the world or something.
I think it's
ridiculous
the first.
Like that.
I think it's the first freestanding boulder. Something like, might be the second. So he was there. He was meditating. The Venusians come down and they're like, hey, dude, like, you guys, this is what the docent told us when we were getting ready to receive our sound bath. He was like, well, he didn't use these words, but he was like, hey, bro, you guys don't live long enough.
No.
You're like little tiny kids.
Yeah, you need to step up your life
right
game.
When you start getting wise, you guys die. Like, what's up with that? So he's like, here's this machine. Build this machine. If you build it and people come, you can regenerate your cells and basically live forever.
Yeah. So every time you go into the machine and it does its like energy cycle thing, you get 10 years added to your life.
Yeah, it takes your cells back 10 years. Mm-hmm. So technically, I'm 31. I could go and become 21 again and mm-hmm. then just be 21 forever.
Yeah. Yes.
And on a cellular level.
Cellular level. Yeah. Yes.
So he built it in 19... Well, he started it in 1956. He used to host a lot of UFO conventions mm-hmm. down at Giant Rock. Mm-hmm. And so that's how a lot of the money came into being. And also Howard Hughes, mm-hmm. the man himself, he donated... What was it? The lumber?
He donated all the lumber. The plane. So Von Tassel and Howard Hughes worked together to build the Spruce Goose, which mm-hmm. is an airplane, apparently. I don't know.
Yeah. And I only know about it because they talked about it on The Simpsons.
And
the Spruce Moose.
I know Leo DiCaprio played Howard Hughes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But the wood that they used for that plane, I think it's a plane, Howard Hughes got lumber from the same old growth Douglas fir stand to build the Integratron.
You remember that. I didn't remember what it was called.
I like trees.
I'm glad you were there. So yeah, the structure is mainly wood.
Yeah.
There's no nails. There's no screws. Mm-hmm. Everything
wooden
is
pegs and glue. And pressure. Pressure is just holding it all together.
Because it's a dome. It's like... it's like how stuff in like Rome and Greece are still standing because everything is dome structures.
Science. I don't know.
Architecture.
Physics? Gravity?
Physics.
We'll
ask Phil. We'll ask somebody. So Van Tassel never got to complete the machine.
No.
I would say, what did they say? It's like 80% done or something.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, the structure itself was completed, but the mechanics of it were never completed.
The important part.
Yes. The part. Yeah. The live forever part.
Yeah.
So, Van Tassel died in 1978. So, that's like 20 years after he started building this thing. And since then, it's had two other owners. And it's now owned by the Carl sisters and the docent who the bowl player who actually gave us our sound bath was the son.
Yes.
Of one of the owners.
Yeah.
Very and cool. They promote the Integratron as acoustically perfect. Mm-hmm. So modern uses of the Integratron are sound baths. Mm-hmm. There were plans to turn it into a disco. But it never came through.
I think it's too small. World's smallest disco.
Yeah. Well, there are two floors, so
that's true.
It would be really fun, though. Imagine like listening to music in that thing.
It would blow your
really
mind.
Cool. So now they operate it as a sound bath. Mm-hmm. It's like a tourist attraction. So a sound bath, if you've never had one, you are exposed to harmonic sound frequencies, generally produced by quartz bowls, and I mean, in my personal opinion, it's extremely calming.
It was so calming. The vibrations just like...
You just sit there and receive this noise and we'll get into it later. But in 2018, the Integratron was added to the National Register of Historic Places. So it will be there forever. Cannot be changed, torn down. Nothing about the structure itself can be modified, which is awesome.
And it is awesome. And... the docent, the son of the owners, explained that there was a 7.4 earthquake in Landers.
Right.
And the Integratron was one of the only unaffected buildings because its structure is so strong.
The way it's built.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a beautiful building. And we're going to put pictures up and some videos up of our experience up on our Instagram. You can look at... Sorry, I'm looking at Max. You can follow us there at Sit for a Spell Pod if you want to see what it looks like. So let's get into it.
Yeah.
So like we said, it took us about two hours to get there, a little under.
Yeah.
We got ready for our road trip. We got Jack in the Box for breakfast and snacks and
Jack
we were ready to go.
And a sound bath. Balance.
It's all about balance. Yeah. So we got there and... Personally, immediately when we pulled onto the site, I was like, "Oh wow!" Like it felt really welcoming.
It did. We were both just instantly happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like we
smiling.
They've updated it a little bit on the outside, like not the structure itself, but the surrounding mm-hmm. land. They've put in like patios and they have a little gift shop. They have mm-hmm. nice, really nice restrooms.
Yeah.
Like when
really
I went to
nice.
The restrooms, I was like, holy crap.
It's I thought it was just going to be a porta potty, but those are nice. Yeah,
it was super nice.
Hammocks.
They have hammocks.
Picnic
they have
tables.
They have this, little area where you can drink water mm-hmm. and the water is straight from Mount Shasta. So yeah. there's a, what is it, like an aqueduct?
So there's three underground aquifers that converge under
the dome.
And one of those aquifers, they've been able to trace it back to Mount Shasta. Which is really cool.
Yeah. So they're like, feel free to drink as much as you want. They're like, mm-hmm. if you have a water bottle, fill it up and take mm-hmm. it home. Like, mm-hmm. and it was really good water.
I still have some in my water bottle.
Yeah. I finished it this morning. I have like what a big, 40 ounce, mm-hmm. like it's not a hydro flask, but it's like one of those kinds of water bottles.
Yeah.
And I filled it up and I gave half to my kid and I was like, here, drink this. And I
drink
filled
this
it.
Water.
Yeah. It was really good. And he liked it.
Yeah. Fresh groundwater.
Yeah. You can't beat it.
No.
So yeah, we got there. I think next time we need to get there a little earlier.
Yeah.
Because we didn't
mosey about.
Yeah. We didn't have time to really like enjoy the amenities on the outside. They had like a cantina area, but they didn't have it open when we were there. I think
closed.
It must be like a, like in
maybe, water juices, maybe.
Maybe for like, if you're going to have it, maybe you can reserve it for like parties or something.
I know a lot of people have like bachelorettes, bridal showers, things like that.
Stuff like that. Because you can reserve private parties there for sure.
Which we're going to.
Yeah, we're
going
to do that. Our birthday's coming up. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we kind of went there. We sat in the hammock for a couple minutes and then used the restroom because we'd been driving and drinking soda. And, you know, we had to get it out.
Yeah.
So we got there maybe 10 minutes before it mm-hmm. started. And mm-hmm. then right when our appointment time was, they were like, okay, everybody come in. And we went in and there's a bottom half it's a circular room. It's fairly unremarkable. It's just a room. It's mm-hmm. nice. It's pretty. But underneath they have like all these newspapers, clippings on the walls. Yeah. You can see about
the history, the building.
Yeah. Stuff like that. Then you go up this little teeny tiny rickety
staircase,
ladder,
which only one person at a time can go up.
Yeah. You have to take your shoes off.
Yes. Cause the staircase was built. It's kind of like a little staircase to go into an attic.
Yeah,
how
yeah,
you
yeah.
like can push it back up.
Yeah, because they said when
if it was fully formed,
it was fully functioning.
Yeah,
they would need to close that off because you do not want to be in the top of it when the machine is going. You need
too
to be
intense.
In the bottom of it.
Yeah,
to get the full
benefit.
Rejuvenating effects.
Yes.
So they did show us the little area where you would stand to mm-hmm. receive those, mm-hmm. I guess what, like that energy,
like,
that those vibrations.
Yeah, because there's, I don't know what they're called again, but it's like there's essentially a vortex created under the Integratron, like a natural geological vortex from magnetic fields.
Yeah, he said
there's
nine of them.
Converging lines of this, which create the vortex. And when it was first starting to be built, Von Tossel thought that there was only three, but still three converging in one place is a lot.
Pretty incredible.
And then later, as geological technology got better, they realized that there was actually nine. And that's why the space is so powerful and has so much vibration.
And the very center of the Integratron is where all nine of those
converge.
They all intersect in this one area.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go up into the top space where mm-hmm. the sound bath takes place, our docent was sitting there, our bowl player was sitting there, and he was like, come in, welcome. He was like, I invite you all to stand in the very center. There was like a little square mm-hmm. in the center of different colored wood. And he was like, stand there and say out loud the things you're grateful for. Say, name something you're grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
And the way he was playing the bowls made it so that you couldn't hear what anybody was saying.
Yeah.
But when you were standing in that spot, it was like amplified.
Yeah. And you were like vibrating.
Yeah.
And it was just, I've never experienced anything like that before in my life.
Me neither.
You feel like your body's kind of vibrating. And then as you're talking, it feels like you have like not one of those regular microphones, like the ones we're speaking into mm-hmm. now, but remember those little kid microphones?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That, like, the little plastic ones from like the 99-cent store. Yes.
It was like that.
Yeah.
And so everything was like your whole body amplified, and it was just, we went back after, because you could go after the sound bath, and we were humming. Just and I was like humming so loud, and it just vibrates like your entire body. It's like it's the craziest feeling.
It was really, first of all, it was a really nice way to start, because you had to start the whole thing with gratitude, which was, you know, a nice way to start something instead of being there, especially if you're someone who's kind of skeptical and maybe you were dragged there by your friends. Mm-hmm. It kind of tears down a little bit of that.
Makes you comfortable.
Yeah.
Gratitude and laughter.
Right.
He was really trying to make everyone laugh.
He was very big on that.
Build the happiness in the room.
And when we sat down, so they have all these like mats, like not yoga mats, but like
wonderful, glorious,
like sleeping mats. They were like adjustable. They were really, really cushioned and really comfortable.
They had a knee for under your knee, knee for under your knees, a pillow for under your knees.
One knee for every knee.
Yes.
They had knee pillows. So they were kind of in two rows in the circular room. A smaller row in the middle, and then like an outer row around the edge of the building. And they gave you blankets, like little like Serapa blankets mm-hmm. that were so warm.
I don't know how they got them that soft.
I don't know.
Because mine's a little scraggly. Like they probably scratchy.
Just washed so much.
Just so much.
Yeah. Mm. And so before we started, we sat there, we heard the history. Mm-hmm. He told us about, you know, putting our guards down and just enjoying it, talking about how if you're a snorer, try to sleep on your side, try not to snore. He was like, you're going to fall asleep. He was like,
I didn't believe
him. Most of the time, everybody falls asleep. Yeah, because I was like, it's so loud. How are you? Because maybe he was just playing one bowl. I was like, this is super loud.
Yeah.
And we were pretty close to him.
We were.
And
I did that on purpose.
Yeah, it was good. We got a good spot. And because we were like the second and third person up there.
I was like putting my shoes and I was like, Jamie, go, go. Yeah.
And I'm very pushy. I'm very tall. So people tend to just let me do whatever I want.
Yes.
So we got a good spot. We were there. We were hanging out, listening to the history. Mm-hmm. Then he was like, okay, lay down. So we laid down with our head facing the center. And he just started. He was like, it's silent time.
Yeah.
I think he said like 45 minutes of silent time.
Yeah. No phones. You have to turn your phone off before going up the stairs. Like
completely
totally
off. Which was nice.
Yeah. And all your shoes have to be down there. You're not supposed to get up.
Unless it's like an emergency.
Yeah.
Blankets, pillows, mats. Mm-hmm. It was a nice, like beautiful sunny day. So it was.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
It was gorgeous out there. I would like to do it in the rain. I think that would be really cool.
Oh my gosh.
So we laid there. He started. Oh, he said there were 7 different tones.
Tones for the chakras.
For the 7 different chakras. Mm-hmm. And each
the
one.
Crown.
I don't know. We can't go through the 7.
No.
I don't know them. So he played them. He like gave us an example. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, okay, lay down. Let's start. And immediately it was like instant calm. I think I fell asleep within like a minute. I was out.
You were out pretty quick. And it was just so interesting because when he was giving an example of each of the 7 chakras. Mm-hmm. And every time he was doing the example, I felt it exactly.
Yes, me too.
Where it was supposed to be
even
felt.
Before he said, because he would play it like, and then he'd be like, oh, this is for your throat. And I'd mm-hmm. be like, that's where I'm like, before he would even say, I'd be like, I feel that in my throat.
After the
and
first then he would, two, uh-huh. I was like, I'm going to try to guess where this is coming
too.
From.
Me too,
and then
me too.
I was right every single time. And mm-hmm. I was like, dude,
I was like, oh, I feel this one like. In my belly button. He's mm-hmm. like, and this is right below your belly button. Yeah. And I was like,
I felt
my God.
The crown. I think he did that one last.
Yeah. I felt that
like
one
a lot.
Yeah. Well, so and I think too, like Jess and I both suffer from migraines. Mm-hmm. We both get migraines. And like, I felt afterwards, we can jump ahead a little bit. Afterwards, it was like, I didn't even have like even a smidgen of a headache.
No.
For like the first time. And I can't even remember how long.
And those of you who know me know that I don't take naps because a nap will give me a migraine. Mm-hmm. And I was worried about that. I was like, well, if I fall asleep, I'm going to get a migraine. So I was trying really, really hard not to fall asleep, but I did.
Yeah.
And I didn't have a headache at all for the rest of the day. Like not even
it
a
was
little
nice.
Tinge.
It was so nice.
It was so nice.
So he lays down, we lay down, he starts playing the thing. He goes through the different tones and it's so comfortable and you're so warm and just listening to the different sounds. I mean, I don't see how you couldn't fall asleep.
I think almost everybody did, or they were like really pretending, but like so still. Everyone was so still.
So still. And I mean, except for the occasional like cough or clearing of the throat.
Yeah.
Which is how I knew I was falling asleep, because someone would cough or make a noise and I would like jolt awake.
And I noticed that it was mostly, there was quite a handful of older gentlemen there. And I noticed that it was mostly those older gentlemen.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, when we go with our small group, which is all going to be women, that it might be a little quieter.
We're really looking. So Jess and I's birthdays are both like within a week of each other in, in April. We're both Aries. Hey, doesn't match Jess at all. So we're gonna try to get a group together. And you can reserve it for small groups. It's a little more expensive, but I feel like it would be really special to do something like that.
Oh, yeah. Before he even started the sound bath, he like did the explanations. He did the history. And we looked at each other and we were like, we're coming back.
Yeah. We're like, and I can't wait to come back.
He didn't even start yet.
No. Yeah. Because just sitting there, as soon as we sat down, so I turned to Jess and I was like, I feel like I'm going to cry. Like, I feel like so, I was so happy already just sitting there. And I was just, you could just, it sounds like corny, but you could just, you could feel like the energy, the love, like the happiness. Like he just wanted you to just be at peace and calm. And I could feel that.
He was such an eloquent, eloquent speaker, which I am not.
The irony.
The opposite of me.
Yeah. He was very eloquent. He was funny. He was very approachable. He was just, he had said, he told us his mom and her sisters bought it when he was like 11.
Yeah.
And he, what did he say? He was like 40 something.
Yeah. Cause so, he had worked for like 25 years and then the family convinced him to move out. And then he learned how to play the bowls. And now he's like, I don't know why I didn't do this sooner.
Right.
Yeah. And he said that there's only one family member who hasn't made the move, cause they were from New Jersey.
Yeah.
Or no, Long Island. Long Island.
Long Island, I think.
One that hasn't made it over.
But he was like, she'll be here any day.
Yeah.
And they're like, they have a way of making them move out there.
Yeah.
So you could feel it. You could feel that it was a family business. And even seeing the them interact outside of the Integratron, it was funny because you can tell they're all related. The way they talk to each other. It's so funny.
And but, just how grateful, like, he kept saying thank you for being here and that he was grateful for us being here. And that just kind of like really puts you at ease, even though you're in a room full of strangers.
Yeah. You're like, hey, his take your shoes off and lay and down happiness. With these strangers.
Yeah. But it's like his gratitude and happiness kind of just like pushed out and just so good.
It was just so, I think we were just like, how delightful. This was
very
so delightful.
That is the perfect word. It is delightful.
Yeah. Which is something so rare.
It's really hard to
these
find.
Days. Yeah. To just feel like it was like purely like zero irony in it. Mm-mm. Like zero.
No silliness.
Everyone was just like, yeah, we're all here. We're all doing this. We're in 100%.
And a couple of the groups doubled up on sessions.
Yeah.
I noticed that there was a group who went back in who had done the one after before us. And then there was a different group who stayed for the second one as well.
Yeah.
So, and they were like regulars. They like knew each other, which I mean, if I lived up there, I'd go once a week.
Heck yeah.
I wonder if they have like a season pass.
Right. They like should. Just sign up, get a membership.
I'm gonna send an email.
We should do it. I'm so down. So before we started again, he told us, you know, you might fall asleep. You may have vivid dreams. You may see colors. You may have different experiences. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah.
So what did you see? Did you have any dreams that you remember?
So I experienced two different things. The first one was like this really interesting kind of in and out of consciousness kind of thing. Like it was like an ebb and a flow with the tone of the vibration. And when I was kind of like out of consciousness, I was vividly seeing orange. But like orange kind of like emanating circles. So it would like say at my like pupil, it would grow and it would get like
that's
deeper orange,
so
brighter orange.
That's exactly what I saw.
That's so weird.
But mine was green and blue.
Mine was orange and to orange to brown.
It was like, it looked like a tie-dye shirt.
Yeah.
You know, like that pattern.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it was like every time, because he had to go around the bowl, so I kind of felt it like, I could feel it moving like around my head, like from one ear to the other, one ear to the other. So like the tone, like it was like a, you can't see what I'm doing with my hand, but it was like a pulse.
Like a pulse. Exactly.
Like,
yes.
Boom, boom, boom. Like every time it would make a certain, reach a certain frequency. But it was like that. It wasn't a perfect circle. It was like that tie-dye, like spider web kind of like.
Yeah, it was the craziest thing. Yeah. And mine was kind of like a heartbeat where it would go like smaller to bigger and smaller to bigger and pulse like that way. And then what would happen is when I was going back into consciousness, like with every time he changed tone or changed bowl, my eyes would kind of like go fade out of the orange and then go into like a blue. They would go into a blue and then my eyes would kind of flutter open and just like the sunlight pouring in.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
My eyes kept wanting to flutter open. It, it was the so same beautiful. Thing.
Yeah.
And then right where we were laying, there was this, like, I could see the very tip top of this tree, like the very tip top of it. Mm-hmm. And it was so windy that day that I could just see the leaves blowing. So there were points where like I could not keep my eyes closed. They were just like, they wanted to be open. So I was just like, okay, I'm just going to lay here with my eyes open for a couple minutes. And then like I would slowly, like they would get heavier and heavier. So I just sat like watching that tree. It was so
nice.
I was like, this is so nice. Like it was just, I can't even explain it. It was just like,
no I can't
phones,
explain it.
Mm-mm. No, everyone was so genuine. And yeah, I saw the tie-dye spiderweb orbing like heartbeat thing. Mine was blue and green and a little bit of yellow, like a teeny tiny bit of yellow. But it was really weird. And I had to tell myself not to move my eyes around too much because then I would lose it. So I was like, just keep your eyes still and just like, just watch what you're looking at instead of trying to focus on it. And
I was trying to focus on it. I was trying to like match my breath with the pulses, the color change.
Okay.
And then it was just so beautiful because when your eyes would flutter open, that like sunlight would come. And then I don't think I ever fully opened my eyes after he started, but like they would just be slightly open and just like watching the sun play through the windows and on the wood. And then I just,
so pretty.
It's gorgeous. I can't even. And then I was having dreams.
Yeah,
but I
was
don't
too.
Remember them at all.
I don't really remember either. I remember kind of like thinking of a scenario in my head and I was trying to kind of meditate. Trying to just like clear my thoughts and things like that. But I remember, I don't know, I remember my son being in one of them and but I don't really remember what was happening. I remember him just being there. But the dream parts, I didn't, because when the parts where I would fall asleep, I didn't realize I was falling asleep, like until someone would cough or move or something and I would, you know, be like shocked awake. Or the bowls would change tones and then I kind of, that was more gentle, like coming out of the sleep. But what I mostly remember is the colors, the seeing all those different pulsing lights.
That's what I remember the most. There was a, and I don't know if it was a sound that someone made or, and it was just like associated with the dream, but the thing that I remember the clearest, and I'm really curious what would have happened if I like stayed in it, but I know I was dreaming and a door opened and there was like only the orange light. And then this, like, I could kind of see, like, the silhouette of a door opening. I couldn't visualize the door completely. But then it slammed.
I think that was, I don't.
It was a sound. And I vividly heard the sound and I woke up.
I don't
and
think
that was
that
the
was,
only time I opened my eyes all the way.
I didn't hear anything like that.
I think that was it was
in
just
your
so
mind.
Weird. Like, this door opening and then slamming shut.
You know what was weird? I don't remember hearing that. I might have been asleep. Maybe I slept through it, but I think that was something you were dreaming.
I think so. And then I was also, I do remember I was dreaming about the people that I said I was grateful for.
Because right when we started, he was like, take the deepest breaths you've ever taken in your life. And like on the exhale, like just getting us to meditate.
Yeah.
Like,
so
you know, melt into
the
mat. Like the next exhale, you know, think about people you're grateful for. Like think of their faces, say their names in your heads. So I think that's where seeing my son came in, because yeah. he was definitely like number one mm-hmm. on that list.
I know my mom was in there, my husband was in there, Max was in there.
So maybe that's where those little images came into our like subconscious.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I do remember, because there, like you said, your eyes would like flutter open, and my eyes I thought I wasn't asleep for a long time because I kept feeling my eyes wanting to open.
Yeah.
And I remember my eyes were like half closed, like fluttering open, and I saw someone walk by.
Oh.
And I was like, who is up walking around? And then I opened my eyes right away, and there was like, of course, there was nobody around.
Yeah. Well, the girl behind us, she was talking to the docent, and she said someone was sitting behind her.
Oh.
So maybe there's just someone who hangs out in there.
There might be somebody in there. Maybe it's Van Tassel.
Yeah, maybe.
But yeah, it wasn't like, oh my God, that's a ghost. It was like, who was walking around? It started from, because you were on my right hand side. Mm-hmm. It started from that side. Like it walked past you,
past me. And that's the side she was on.
Yeah. So maybe they got up and
were
moved.
Moving around.
But yeah, I definitely saw somebody. I didn't see male or female. I didn't see mm-hmm. any features at all. It was just a shadow, because it was like they blocked the light of the sun.
Yeah.
Because there was windows all over the whole thing.
Yeah.
They blocked the light, and I was like, what are they doing? I was like, maybe it's one of the workers just making sure everyone's like okay.
Yeah.
But I opened my eyes right away after that, and I looked around, and I was like, nope, nobody around.
Well, I mean, with that many people, there was 32 people in the room, which sounds like a lot, but it
didn't feel crowded.
It didn't feel like a lot. With all of that open energy and all those vibrations.
Yeah.
Bound to be something in there. Yeah. Or at least something that can manifest that might be following someone or.
Yeah. Or something that's just there.
Yeah. It's not surprising at
the,
all.
The energy in that place is. You and I are both very empathic.
Yes.
So I feel energies from people, places, things, nouns, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. generally. So. For being so strong,
yeah,
that feeling, that energy that I felt, I literally felt zero negativity.
That's good.
Like, at all.
I don't feel like it can be a place of negativity.
Right. It was like immediately we drove onto the lot, and I was like happy. I was like at ease.
And calm.
I told Jess afterwards, I was like, if they ever start a cult, I'm going to join because I want more of that.
Yes.
Whatever
that is, we want more.
I'll pay for that.
Yeah.
So immediately when we were, so he goes all through it. And then at the end, he kind of just played like ambient music, you know, just like general, nice, calm music.
And that's when I woke up.
That's when I really woke up. Mm-hmm. And then he slowly was just like, you know, welcome back. You know, mm-hmm. you can start slowly getting up. Mm-hmm. The other employee, she came up and started collecting all the blankets, like mm-hmm. very slowly. It wasn't intrusive at all.
No.
They let you take your time. We laid there for like a good 5 minutes afterwards.
And a lot of people did.
Yeah.
Even as they were collecting stuff, people were just like, we're not moving.
Yeah. It was. And then I was just like, that was the best nap I've ever had.
Yeah.
Like, in my life.
It was, I felt. They always, whenever you meditate or you listen to one of those like breathing mm-hmm. things, they always tell you to feel like you're melting into your mattress. Mm-hmm. I melted into mm-hmm. that mattress.
I
felt so heavy on that mattress, but in like a good way.
But then when it was over, I didn't feel groggy.
No grogginess at all
whatsoever.
Mm-mm.
So we kind of laid there and we just got up slowly, and he was like, feel free to take pictures and videos mm-hmm. afterward.
Yeah.
You know, before, they want you to have your phone off. Afterward, they were like, take your time. You can talk to us. You can look at the bowls, take pictures of the bowls. They don't want you to touch the bowls, obviously.
Don't touch the bowls.
But they have this like multi, what do you call it? Like
multicultural altar.
Yeah, like a multi-religious, multicultural. Mm-hmm. You could leave things if you want.
Yeah,
you
there were stones and worry stones and necklaces and bracelets and angels. And
like quarters and.
It's a mosquito.
Oh. So you could just leave anything, like mm-hmm. anything you wanted, or you could, you know, you didn't have to leave anything, and I didn't have anything to leave.
I know.
Next
I
time
sad.
I'm gonna take something.
Yes,
to leave
very specifically
because. And there were pictures of people mm-hmm. and like people wrote little notes and put them in a bowl, and mm-hmm. there was pictures of like Buddha and Jesus and like the Dalai Lama mm-hmm. and it was just fully all inclusive, which was really cool. I didn't even notice it until we were laying right next to it.
I noticed it when we walked in because it has the largest pointed clear quartz I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I did
like
see that
on top of it.
I didn't notice it till afterwards.
No, Oh.
I got up and I was like, oh, that's interesting. I got up and took a picture.
Well, there's so much else to, I mean, there's nothing really in there, but there's so much to look at. Like, I don't know if that makes sense, but
yeah,
your like eyes are constantly moving, looking at the wood, looking at the structures.
So pretty.
So it is, it would be easy to miss because yeah, you're not
focused
there.
I think I was just focused on, mm-hmm. Well, we were facing away from it.
We were.
And I was just focused on the, I mean, when you're sitting there looking at the center of this dome and just, you're kind of in awe of it.
Yeah, it absolutely.
So pretty.
So beautiful.
So then afterwards we, you know, that's when they told us about go ahead and get the water, mm-hmm. go ahead and relax, take your time, go to the gift shop. We went to the gift shop. We bought some stuff, got some crystals, some Palo Santo. They had, you know, mm-hmm. all the usual gift yeah. shop stuff.
A little pricey. Really
a little bit, but I mean,
it's bar and they need
it's
money.
A tourist trap, yeah. you know, like, but in a good way.
Yeah.
Like not, it's not kitschy at all. No. It's super genuine.
They don't have a lot for you to buy, but what they no. do have is very good quality.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was really fun. And then we filled up our water bottles and we came home and we were like quiet.
We were for like the first 10 minutes.
We were just like, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I even like, said, I was like, my brain won't form a full sentence. Yeah.
It's like, just like nice and quiet. And
yeah. You like, feel like a little buzzed, like a little happy buzz. Well, yeah, like a champagne buzz.
Like, I was like, I feel like I just took a Xanax. Like it was so nice.
It was nice.
It was just like calm.
Yeah.
And it lasted a long time. Even mm-hmm. when I got home, I felt.
Well, and that's why they have those hammocks out there. Because after you're done, you could just like. Oh, go lay back yeah. down. But I think if I went and laid in the hammock, we would have slept for like another hour.
Probably. Well, we had to get home. We had things to do. So mm-hmm. we were like, okay, we had to come home right away. Next time we're going to be like, this is what we're doing today. We're yes. going to get out there. We're going to take our time. Mm-hmm. Maybe go visit Joshua Tree afterward.
Yes.
Just make a day of it.
Make a day.
So
if you're listening to this and you know plans. You're going with us all day.
Nothing. We're doing nothing
if
that day.
If you want to go with us.
DM us. We can be friends.
We're going in April.
It's going to be really fun.
It is.
I'm excited.
Really
fun. So yeah, that was the Integratron.
That was the Integratron. It has a really funny, interesting, weird name.
Yeah. But when we first looked it up, I was like, Integratron. Like,
I know.
I was like, this name is kind of weird. I was like, I don't know about this.
And when you like look it up, it does look a little culty. It looks a little weird.
It kind of
aliens
does.
And.
I could see stuff. Like a like midsummer type yeah. of movie being set there.
I think it has
there.
A weird, random connection to Scientology. So
is it really?
I think so. I could be absolutely wrong. I think I read about it once, but it's just, I mean, when you get into the realm of aliens, it can get a little weird. He even said when he brought up the aliens from Venus, like I lose some people about yeah. now.
He was like, some of you are...
If you don't ascribe to that, you can just go with the geological vibrations. Like yeah. it's literally a vortex. It's a magnetic field. Things are happening
the
underground.
The aquifers are there.
Yeah.
And even if this building was anywhere else, mm-hmm. just being in the building is a special
yeah.
kind of
and even if you just want to listen to the sounds of the crystal quartz bowls, like
yeah.
it's... Again, like we say every time, it's just what you make of it. It's your intentions and your energies going in.
Yeah.
And it's whatever you're going to take away.
We were fully committed.
We were
like,
open.
We're going in.
Yes.
We're going to experience this.
Mm-hmm.
No irony.
No.
We're just, which is hard for me to do sometimes because as much as I say I want to, you know, be open and accepting, I can be pretty sarcastic and skeptical at things. But... I was fully into this, fully, mm-hmm. like,
fully.
No reservations
no.
whatsoever.
It was
even
beautiful.
When we were going up there, I was like, I'm not nervous at all. Like,
no.
I'm excited.
I was a little slightly nervous that it was going to be, like, stupid.
Yeah,
but
it wasn't at all.
It wasn't. It exceeded my expectations.
And they have...
By far.
Honestly, they have a lifelong customer. And
they do.
Like, I will be mm-hmm. going back. We were like, we're going to go back
once
at least once a year.
Yeah, for
because
sure.
Because it's so... It's just
even just your recharge.
It was just again so delightful.
So delightful.
A 100% like good experience.
Do it. If
Do
you
it.
Are able and willing.
There were people there from like overseas.
New Orleans. People, yeah. People from New
Someone
Orleans.
Someone were like, oh, well, I'm here.
San Francisco.
Yeah, there was a three people and they were trying to get in and they're like, oh, we only have two spots.
Oh, that is something to note. It is reservation only.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You, I mean, you can show up and just kind of chance it because these there were three of them but and they were like, spots. Oh, we have two spots. And then the guy was like, well, you're from San Francisco. I live around here. Like, you guys go ahead and do it. So, yes, make your reservations. It was like $45, I think.
It was like 43 and change, basically 45.
After tax and after all that. Not too bad.
No.
Not super. Plus, you have to pay to like go up there.
Yeah. And it goes to maintain the building. And
So it's not like super duper affordable for a lot of people, but it's also not the most expensive thing I've seen. And if you're going to do it like once a year, you know, make it part of the thing that you want to do once a year.
Exactly.
So save up your money. Yeah. So that was the Integratron. Check it out. We'll put a link in the show notes. Go if you can. Make a day of it. You'll love it.
Yes.
It has our wholehearted endorsement.
Yes.
Okay. So, witchy moment. So, my witchy moment still has to do with the Integratron because we got, we bought crystals while we were there. Like we don't have enough.
I know.
And we bought Palo Santo as well. Did.
Very excited about that. Haven't burned it yet. I might do it right now.
Yeah. They talked about, I was reading the little like labels and it said like about them being ethically sourced and how they're, they make sure that they're, wherever they buy it from is ethical. And I thought that was really cool. So I was willing to pay them the little, I mean, the Palo Santo was fine. It was the way it was priced. It was fine.
It was fine.
The little crystals were priced really well, I think. Yeah, they were $2 for like a little crystal. And we got, I got a black tourmaline, which I have never had one before.
Can never have enough.
I have a black onyx, but now I have a black tourmaline and they were raw. Oh, and I also got a tangerine quartz.
Yeah, we got the same.
We got the same. And not even knowing much about tangerine quartz, I was just sort of drawn to it. And firstly, I picked up a piece and I really liked it. I held it in my hand for a while. Then I saw another piece that I was like, ooh, that's prettier. I like that one. I picked that one up. I bought it. And I was like, oh, I'm going to get another crystal for my sister. I went back and I like literally dug my hand and like swirled stuff around and pulled it out. And it was that first piece I had in my hand. I was like, okay. Like,
who wants to go home?
Yeah. I was like, this is mine. So I bought that one. So I'm going to keep that one, give the pretty one to my sister.
Nice.
The, I mean, the one, I, the other one's pretty too.
They're
it's
all
just,
pretty,
So looking up tangerine quartz, it's, it was like a, what did it say? Like, let the past be in the past kind of kind of crystal. It's for strength and for letting go of the past. And I was like, that's, that is like, what is the word I'm thinking of?
Perfect.
It's perfect.
Perfect timing.
It's, yeah, it's timely. Like
very timely.
Like I need that right now. So just knowing how drawn I was to it and knowing what it means, it felt really good to have that little connection with my tangerine quartz, and I I have it in my bra as we speak.
Oh, nice.
And I'm excited about it. I've never even heard of tangerine quartz.
No, either have
I. But I saw it and I was like, what the heck are these? Like, they're so pretty.
They're so pretty.
And I'm really happy about it. And I'm excited to have it help me you know, let go of the past, you know.
And they were all pointed, which was really cool.
Yeah, and they were raw.
Yeah.
They were raw,
like,
but
one
pointed.
End was raw. And one end was pointed.
Yeah, it was really cool.
That's nice.
So yeah, that's my little thing for the week.
That's nice. Something? Mine's still in my purse.
I put mine out. I put mine all on my altar right away. And then I grabbed it and put it in my bra. And I almost grabbed my black tourmaline, but I was like, I don't need it today. Like, we're just having Friendsgiving. Everyone's friends here. You got something to share?
I just, so... You know how we always go to like, or when you go to like a new age store, they're always playing that like new age music and you're just like, okay, you know,
you're like, this is,
yeah,
this is fine.
I've gotten recently, like I can just zone out to it now. And I mean, it's just like a new preference, but I have Alexa and I'm just like, Alexa, put on the relaxing station. And she puts it on. And the last couple of days I've like, we'll just put incense on in the morning and then just have that on and just like relax and start my day like super calm, especially on the weekends because I get up before my husband a good like hour.
Yeah.
So I'll sit down and I'll fill in my like daily journal or I'll go through my calendar or I'll work on my puzzle that's on my coffee table and just have that on and have incense on and have a candle burning.
How delightful. It's like super relaxing.
Yeah. And it plays a like nice a mix of that like new age and classical and kind of like modern instrumental. So it's a little bit of everything and it's just if you have Alexa, just say turn the relaxing.
First of all,
music
she's always
on.
Listening to you.
Always probably listening right this second.
Yeah.
and she might play the same station. I have no idea what it's called.
A relaxing station.
She knows.
Yeah. She knows what you mean.
Yeah.
She knows everything about you.
She knows too much.
She knows what you love.
Mm. It's okay. I made that choice.
Yeah. I'm fine with it. And nothing to hide.
No. I really don't.
So, yeah. That's it.
Thank you for listening. I did want to say just really quickly, we've been keeping track of our fan base and we're in California and all of the fans that have been listening and listening to every episode, we see you.
Thank you so much for your support.
For you.
Oh my gosh.
Texas, Tennessee, Michigan, Oregon, Washington. Thank you so much.
It's incredible, really, like already how much support we have.
Yeah.
We're so new, but I feel like people are really... You know, they really relate to like, they just want to learn.
And a lot of people feel the same way we do. And they feel like it's still a little taboo to kind of like branch out and talk
about.
Yeah.
Or like they feel like they have to be one particular way or they have to ascribe to a certain set of rules. And you really don't, you guys.
You
like,
don't.
Just do what you do. Do what makes you happy. As long as you're not hurting anybody or yourself.
Yes.
Like, unless that's what you're into. Just like be safe and be open-minded and just spread good energy, good, you know, spread love and it'll come back to you. And thank you so much for the support. We really, really appreciate it.
Yeah.
And just, you know, keep doing what you're doing. Follow us on all the stuff and tell people about it. We really appreciate every single one of you. We really do.
We really do. Coming up next after this is the full moon cycles. And then in December, we'll have another interview at the end of the month. And we're also going to be talking about altars and Yule.
So, yeah, because that's coming up. We may be having an interview with a Freemason, which is very, very interesting. So look out for that. You know, keep subscribed to all the stuff. We are now available on Spotify.
We are. Yes, yes, yes. We are now available on Spotify.
So listen to us there if that's what
Search
you prefer.
Search for Sit for a Spell Pod.
Apple Podcasts.
And the episodes will pop up.
Yeah. Listen, rate, review, subscribe. Tell somebody.
Tell a friend.
Tell a friend. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Sit for a Spell. Please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and follow us on all social media at Sit for a Spell Pod.
If you have anything you would like us to discuss or want to share your own practices, please email us at sitforaspellpod@gmail.com.
Until next time, blessed be.